Revolting People by Andy Hamilton and Jay Tarsis. With Jay Tarsis, Jan Ravens, James Fleet, Hugh Dennis, Penelope Nice, Tony Maudsley, Susie Blake, Philip Pope, Michael Fenton Stevens, and Andy Hamilton.
You think you're so clever, don't you, mister, huh? You think you can just carry on living under my roof and eating your way through my shop completely free of charge? Well, the good times are over, my little friend. I'm with you in a second, madam. Right, you freeloading sponger. This is where I wipe that smug smirk off your face.
Why are you threatening that rat, Samuel?
Elizabeth, what are you doing here? Are you mad?
Possibly, but at least I'm not at the talking to rodent stage.
Well, what if Joshua walked in now? And what if he worked out that you're his long-lost mother?
And when did Joshua last work something out?
Well, it's got to happen someday. Just hope I see it before I die. And what if Mary happened along?
Samuel, let's just
Shh!
Be...
The rat's out in the open.
Why are you so obsessed with a rat?
Not any rat. The rat. This one's an evil genius who's been tormenting me for weeks.
Well, then just put poison down for it.
I did that, but somehow he managed to take the poison and sneak it into my sandwich. Luckily, it fell out the bottom before I had a chance to eat it, which is why these sandwich things will never catch on.
I've heard this Earl of Sandwich is currently the commander of the British fleet.
Yeah, well, I bet their decks are covered with cheese. Now, you excuse me, please, while I destroy this creature, and then my shop will be free from rats.
You mean he's your only rat?
Yes, I run a clean shop. You go into Obadiah's general store, it's full of rats.
That's because it's full of stock, whereas your shelves are virtually empty.
Well, that's just typical of you. You're such a pessimist. To you, the shelves are virtually empty, but to me, they're a tiny bit full.
Samuel, why won't you just let me dig you out of this hole by buying the shop and letting you run it?
I don't need charity from you and your Scottish squeeze. Where is Agnes, anyway?
In Boston. She's checking on some property we own.
Oh, see, now there you see. I'm sorry, that is all wrong. Women are supposed to clean things, not own them. You're undermining the whole fabric of society.
Oh, get out of the dark ages. Why, Russia is led by a woman who's just humiliated the might of the Ottoman Empire, Catherine the Great.
Oh, what's so great about humbling a few Turks? Personally, I'd call her Catherine the Mediocre. Besides, she's no example to hold up. We've all heard about her and the horses. There's not a stallion in St. Petersburg that can sleep at night.
Oh, that's just male tittle-tattle. Men just can't stand successful women. And that's why you can't let me buy this shop. It's pathetic. It's childish.
Samuel, we have a crisis. Oh, hello, gorgeous.
You remember Elizabeth?
Indeed I do. And where's that cute little tease of a girlfriend of yours, eh? She fancies me.
She hurls at the mention of your name.
Yeah, that's how it always starts.
What's the crisis?
Oh, there's been an incident in town. A confrontation between soldiers and some locals. Anyway, your Joshua didn't like the way these recos were throwing their weight around, so he started throwing them around.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Quite a long way in some cases. Yeah. There's one still clinging to the steeple.
Oh,
anyway, chaos ensued. More soldiers arrived and got thrown around.
Has Joshua been arrested?
No, miss. Luckily, he was spirited away by some rebel hotheads, followers of that Abraham Smith, apparently. And as they ran off, they were hailing Joshua as a hero.
Oh, God help us.
What?
Well, it's a terrifyingly short step from hero to martyr.
Oh.
And Joshua's such an innocent.
Yeah, several patrols have been dispatched to search the woods and bring Joshua to justice.
My poor baby, we have to do something.
Yes, of course. Yes, we need a clever plan. Let's see now.
Well?
I'm trying to think of what the rat would do.
Joshua needs rescuing.
Yes, yes, I know. McGurk, will you come with me?
With pleasure and for a fee.
Come on, then. You will not. This is man's work for men who are manly and masculine in a male way.
Just go! Oh, stop! Stop! You're hurting me, Walter.
How can I be? I'm way over here gathering apples.
Walter! 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 Walter!
What are you doing, Mary?
Well, I'm practicing the many variations of uttering your silly English name whilst in the throes of passion.
You make it sound so frightening, as well as daunting, not to mention painful.
Oh, yes, but apparently it's the sweetest kind of pain, and there's no use in delaying it any longer. Give me one of your apples so I can at long last bite into the forbidden fruit. See, Walter, how the juice runs down my arms. Here, you must taste of the same nectar. Let the juices intermingle.
Oh, Mary. 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 Mary.
Yes, my love?
You're sitting on my arm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's gone all tingly.
Oh, put it around me, Walter. Then it will feel fine. There.
Oh, my irrepressible Mary. I've tried to remain unsullied throughout our courtship, but your charms are so overwhelming that now I'm becoming overwhelmed, for want of a better word.
Oh, then let's succumb to the overwhelmingness of it all. Lay me down on nature's carpet, being careful of the pine needles. Haven't we waited long enough?
Well, I certainly have, since puberty's alarming onset.
Yes, and so have I.
So have you. But I assumed...
Assumed what, Walter?
You mean to say that you've never actually...
Indeed not, Walter!
But all those occasions when you've groped and nipped at my...
Oh, well, that's mere prologue, as I understand it.
So, that would mean you're still a,
Technically.
Well, so am I, technically. I've picked up the essentials around the barracks, of course. Brawny snippets of saucy dialogue that cause me strange rumblings in my nether region.
Yes. And I've read my share of moist and steamy romantic novels, but they've always tended to dissolve into metaphorical meanderings which left me panting yet unfulfilled.
And I've listened in the night to McGurk's lusty lyrics involving such things as diddling the diddle with his diddle-daddle stick.
And I've ridden many a wild mustang and felt its powerful thrust in my loins.
Oh, good Lord, I can't stand it.
Take me, Walter.
Yes.
No.
Oh, if not for these accursed military breeches.
Shall I help you?
They're a little complicated.
Oh, you Brits and your obsession with buttons.
Ouch.
Mary, is that you?
Oh. Good day to you, Mrs. Spriggs.
Captain Brimshaw.
At your service, madam.
Is this a bad time?
Yes, go away!
No. It's a fine time. How may we assist you?
Well, I must find Ezekiel. Have you seen him?
Why, no.
Sorry! He's discovered Abraham Smith is the father of our child, and he ran off vowing to take revenge on him.
Oh, but that's insane. Abraham Smith's a notorious rebel. He's on our list. He'll kill Ezekiel.
I know. That's why I've got to find Ezekiel before he finds Abraham.
Oh, well, good luck!
Ezekiel loves me so much, and I've been horrible to him.
Oh, right. Well, try the next forest along.
But he's a decent and good, if homely, man. And now I find I've grown fond of him. If he'll allow me to put my indiscretion behind me, we can and will find happiness.
Fine. Happy hunting to you. Bye now.
I'm going. Oh, one thing, sister.
What?
Those buttons unsnap. You don't have to bite them off.
Be careful, Cora.
Hey, what do you know? Look, they do unsnap.
Oh, so they do.
You didn't know that?
No, I suppose that explains why it takes me so long to put them on in the morning.
Well, do you think you might wriggle out of them now, then?
What? Just like that?
What, do you want a string quartet?
Well, I'm a bit distracted.
Why?
Well, perhaps that rebel patrol pointing those pistols at us has something to do with it.
Where?
Over here. Yeah, best get those bridges snapped up, lobster back.
Put down those muskets. I know you boys.
And we know you, Mary Oliphant. And from where we stand, it appears you're consorting with the enemy.
Not yet, I haven't.
Consort us, interrupt us then.
We're taking you and the teabag prisoner in the name of Abraham Smith. Do up your buttons, you scurvy English weasel, and come with us.
I'll not be taken prisoner by mercenaries.
Then we'll have to kill you.
However, I don't consider you chaps mercenaries in the strictest sense. More like slightly over-enthusiastic patriots.
I reckon Joshua came this way. Look at the size of this footprint.
Oh, yeah, careful you don't fall in.
Oh, yeah. Hey, they can't be far ahead of us.
Well, let's get after them. Come on, what are you waiting for?
Well, we never actually discussed the size of my fee.
Is money the only thing you ever think about?
No, there's breasts and...
Hey, you'll get paid, you little...
Hey, halt! Who gets there?
Soldiers, let me do the talking.
Halt! Friend or foe?
Oh, friend, very much so, Captain. Sergeant McGurk at your service, sir. To whom do I have the honour of listening?
Captain Roger Hotspur. I've been ordered to apprehend any colonists found in the woods on the assumption that they are rebel spies. Corporal, seize the colonists, will you?
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Well, I have my orders.
Oh, but he's not a rebel spy. He's an English spy.
An English spy?
Yes. Yes, cunningly disguised as a colonial shopkeeper with a balding pate and a big, fat, American-looking arse. Yeah.
You're saying he's English?
Yes. His name is Jasper Chumley Fitzwilliam.
Well, let the man speak for himself. So, Jasper, you're an English spy, huh?
Oh, lots of mercy, yes, Governor. I'm from jolly old Blighty, and no mistake. Tally-ho, pip, pip, and crikey, blimey. Why, I'm as English as an English Englishman. God bless you. Love a duck. And ding-dong bell to you and all who sail in you. Here's to your stiff upper trousers, old bean. Anyone for crumpets?
Why is he talking like that?
Like what?
Like that? Why has he got that ridiculous accent?
He's from Ipswich.
I've been to Ipswich. They don't talk like that.
Sorry, no. When I said he was from Ipswich, I meant he was born in Ipswich, but he grew up in Southend.
Well, I've also been to Southend.
No. Sorry, not Southend. The Southend of Hampshire.
Whereabouts in South Hampshire?
Haven't.
Ah, now.
Got a clue whereabouts in Hampshire. I really haven't got the foggiest, sir.
But why is he so quiet?
Well, he's shy. Most spies are. They shun the limelight, spies.
Jasper, which part of South Hampshire are you from? Only my family's from Portsmouth.
Well, mine's not. I'm from a little-known village called Little Tiny Hamletville Gulch.
Little Tiny Hamletville Gulch?
Yes, on Stoke. Do you know it?
I can't say I do, no.
No, where's a tucked away little spot, which is why it has this unique accent, which keeps changing.
Oh, well, you learn something new every day.
Yeah, well, look, we must be on our way. Captain Jasper here has lots of spying to do, you know, to help defeat these damn rebels.
Oh, indeed, may God jolly well mangle the beetroot, the bally old bounders.
Beetroot?
It's a local expression.
Ah, right. Yes, sir. So, tell me, Jasper, can you do a convincing American accent then?
Sure can.
Oh, that is brilliant. Did you hear that, boys?
Very, very good.
Yes, well, say something else. Go on.
Down with the king.
Oh, perfect. Yes.
You redcoats are scum.
Bravo. That is uncanny. Well, we'll leave you two to carry on with your espionage. Those rebels don't stand a chance, what? Goodbye, Jasper.
Cheerio. Are all British soldiers that stupid?
Only the ones in command.
My English accent was pretty impressive, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was special, yeah. One thing, though, if we should happen upon any more redcoat patrols...
Yes?
...then you're a deaf mute whose tongue was ripped out by Indians.
Thanks for the roasted goat, Abraham. Delicious. Tasted like chicken. And the hooves were nice and crunchy. You know, it's really been a lot of fun hanging around with you and in your secret hideaway with you and your bloodthirsty rebels, Abraham. But I have to go home now. My father's going to be worrying where I am, and he needs help with the heavy stuff. So I'll just be heading back to...
Quiet!
Or I could stay a few more minutes. Maybe have some dessert. But after that, I really must be going, Abraham, if that's all the same to you.
Quiet.
I noticed some of your men drawing placards with my likeness above a slogan, which I'm told reads, Big Joshua Says, Killed the Red-Jacketed Bastards. That's a nice slogan, but I'm not for outright killing. No, pulling, hitting with sticks, well, that's all good fun, but killing's bad.
Quiet.
You know, Abraham, it seems to me you're a man of few words. Well, one, really.
Quiet.
Yeah, that's the one.
Now, just calm down there,
unhand me, you filthy brigand.
No one's to approach Captain Smith.
Captain Smith, my goiter. And what army is he a captain? Tell me. Go ahead.
The army of the people.
Huh. That's a fake army. I'm belt on your army.
You were drunk, sir.
Of course I'm drunk, you varlet. You would stumble into this snake pit sober. Now stand aside. I'm here to defend my errant wife's honor, such as it is. Where is Abraham Smith? Prepare to be challenged. Which one of you is Abraham Smith?
I am.
All right, then. You'll be glad, aren't you? Well, no matter, I'll show you no mercy. I haven't trudged all this way to go whining off into the sunset like a yellow mongrel. The gauntlet's been thrown. The die is cast. The cat's out of the bag. The fat's in the fire, the goose is cooked, the proof's in the pudding. The cheese stands alone.
Hello,
Joshua. Oh, it's you behind me. I thought I was standing in the shadow of a tree. Don't tell me you're one of these mercenaries.
I'm the hero, and they're putting me on their recruiting posters. But I'd rather go home.
Well, I shall escort you home as soon as I've given this scoundrel a thrashing. What do you say, Smith? Speak, man. Speak. Isn't the Carrot Top swaggering leader of a rebellious uprising supposed to be at least capable of speech?
Pick your weapon, you pork-filled bag of lard. I'm going to annihilate you.
Oh, good. You can speak. Very wide vocabulary, in fact.
Your weapon.
My weapon. Dancing. That's my weapon, the minuet. Whoever trips a light more fantastic, so shall he win. And I think you'll find I'm quite fancy on my feet for one so seemingly chubby. Have a view, then. Strike up the band.
I'll pick the weapon, then.
No. You don't get to choose. I get to choose. I'm the guest. And I choose big, heavy stones that you mustn't lift and throw, but you can roll them, not too fast, along the ground.
You can't go in there, man.
Sir, hands off me.
Cora?
Just leave me alone.
Cora, how did you find me in this godforsaken encampment tucked away in the wilderness? Like the lair on the banks of the Tiber of the wolf-suckling twins, Romulus and Remus, who in Rome slew Amulius and restored the throne to Numitor.
What was the question?
No idea. Still, you're here to watch me outdance this dastard, even at the risk of death.
There will be no dying today, husband.
I'll be the judge of that. Tie them all up!
Slow down, Sam. Stop and smell the piney woods.
No time for smelling, McGurk. Abraham Smith's camp could be over the next hillock.
Oh, you said that about the last hillock.
One of these hillocks will be the right hillock.
Yeah, well, I'm not at my best on hillocks, and can we stop saying hillock?
What exactly is a hillock, anyway?
I don't know. It's a sort of bollock with grass on it.
Try to keep up.
Well, you try to keep up, you two-legged git. Nobody takes the time to consider the handicap when they're scampering helter-skelter through the underbrush, do they, huh?
Well, maybe someday all the forests in America will have special ramp slopes and handrails and chairs with wheels for disadvantaged blokes such as yourself.
Yeah, right.
That's far enough.
Oh, no. It's another patrol. It's Americans this time.
Yeah, is it me or is the entire population of North America in these woods today?
This time I'll do the talking. Yeah, right.
Stop your whispering. Hands in the air.
Put your weapons down. We're friendly. I'm Samuel Oliphant, a well-respected citizen of the city of Baltimore.
Yeah, then who's your slimy redcoat fellow traveler?
He's my cousin, from Virginia. Thomas,
Jefferson.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thomas Jefferson? What? The Thomas Jefferson?
Why, yes, indeed he do.
Yes, indeed he do.
Yes, indeed he do, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. I always picture Thomas Jefferson as taller and without a stump.
Me disguise. I'm a master of disguise, known in my circles as the human chameleon.
Well, I'll be damned.
Oh, I hope not, sir. I sincerely hope not.
So, if that's all, we'll be getting along then.
Yeah, you mean Mosey, cousin Mosey.
Yeah, I mean Mosey.
Mosey, yeah.
Think you can get your voice a little higher, Thomas?
Hey, hold on a second. How come he's wearing a uniform?
Which uniform?
The red one.
Does that seem red to you? I suppose it's a reddish, but not loud red.
It's a British uniform.
I don't see how you can say that.
Now, I'm afraid the young gentleman is right, Samuel. When you hear how this uniform came to be in my possession, you're going to be scratching your heads like a chicken scratching gravel.
Oh, boy.
You see, several of my slaves from the plantation cut this very uniform off a wounded redcoat sergeant when they discovered abandoned in a marsh outside of Richmond as the crow flies, whereupon they then commenced to present it to me as a souvenir for the humane and benevolent way I treat them. Dip me in maple syrup and I'll eat a bug if I'm lying.
That won't be necessary, Mr. Jefferson. Your story makes perfect sense.
So we'll just mosey along,
mosey.
Then.
Yeah, unless Mr. Jefferson requires an escort, sir.
No, I'm fine, boys, but I shall be commending you alert scouts to your superior officers. Might I have your names?
Yeah, we're the Bush brothers. Yeah.
I'm George and this here's Jeb.
Well, God bless you, boys. May you have many children.
Okay, yeah. We'll leave you to go on your way there.
Y'all take care now, you hear?
Oh, they're gone. Good, I can stop chewing this straw.
Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
That was a little overconfident, wasn't it? Why the hell did you choose Thomas Jefferson?
Because I can't do George Washington.
So, please, Abraham, I beg of you.
What I'm asking you is please do not harm Ezekiel. Ignore his challenge.
Quiet!
Eloquent as usual. You see, Ezekiel is basically a good man, the father of my child. He may not be the barrel-chested, handsome, brooding warrior whose smoldering glances still make me go weak in the knees, but he's an honest, caring man who loves me and loves my son.
He likes me, too.
Yes, thank you, Joshua. That's very helpful.
And if he had a dog and rabbits, he'd like them, too.
Yes, but I...
And pie. I really like pie.
Could you please both shut up? My husband can't fight you, Abraham. He's drunk, and even if he were sober, he fights like a daisy.
A mighty daisy.
He's just bewildered and confused by my reckless behavior.
Dad, I understand this. Stop pushing us!
Remove these shackles, damn you.
Mary!
Joshua!
Mary!
Cora!
Brimshaw!
Ezekiel!
Brimshaw!
Mary!
Joshua!
Ezekiel!
Brimshaw!
Brimshaw! Abraham!
Quiet! Stop this madness! Pardon me, Abraham? I said, stop this madness!
Cora, do you remember your paramour having a speech defect?
Not really. He was always a man of few words. Now I know why.
Oh, you've done it now. You made him angry. You made him use words with S's in them.
Silence!
Oh, boy, here we go.
Here, we've captured some more spies, sir!
Samuel!
Grimshaw!
McGurk!
Mary!
Joshua!
Ezekiel!
Shut up! This is incessant salutations!
Anybody got a towel?
Now, unfortunately, you've all stumbled across our secret hideaway, which means, sadly, you'll all have to be silent.
What he says, he got rocks in his mouth.
You'll have to be killed.
Oh, thank you, I got that. Cheers.
Killed? Is this what we're fighting the revolution for? The freedom to kill innocent people? You big, red-headed, plug-ugly lummox!
You don't take that personally, Mr. Smith. She's had a bad week. Women stuff.
I'm ashamed I ever knew you, Abraham. I'd like to spit in your face.
Her as well. Bad weeks all around.
May I say something? By the powers vested in me by His Majesty King George, I have no choice but to place all of you rebels under arrest.
There's 30 of us rebels and just 2 of you redcoats.
Yeah. Actually, it's 31 rebels and 1 redcoat. Yeah, I've suddenly gone over the cause of liberty, joining you patriots. God bless America. Yankee Doodle Dandy, pass the apple pie. Hey,
you know what I mean? No, no, you don't. Oh. Get back there and prepare to meet your maker.
Hey, that was good. He said that all without a single S.
Blindfold the men, and then bunch them up together. That way we can save on ammo. Go on, bunch them up.
Yeah, I'm sorry about this, Mr. Jefferson.
That's all right, Jim.
All right, men. Prepare to fire.
This is tantamount to murder.
No, no, you're wrong there. It is murder.
Nothing tantamount about it.
Yeah, no, I don't mean to be pedantic, man.
Prepare to fire, man. Ready, aim.
Not so fast, Abraham Smith.
Oh, not another one. Who are you?
My name's Elizabeth. Elizabeth?
Stale Biscuit.
Right, Stale Biscuit. And I'm here to secure the release of my friends. These people, so hand them over.
Who is this woman? Her reckless stupidity reminds me of someone.
Oh, it's hopeless. We're all going to die. Like the doomed Argonauts confronting the Iron Giant of Talos, who... Now's not the time, is it?
I said release the prisoners.
Release them? To a woman? And a woman with no weapon?
Oh, I think you'll find I've got an extremely effective weapon.
Hot chocolate, Captain?
Ah, thank you, Samuel. Funny old day, really. Wasn't it lucky old Mrs. Stale Biscuit turning up like that, buying off the rebels with all that money?
Yes.
And didn't she have a lot of money? She gave each of those rebels £300 to disperse.
Yes.
And then
she... Why are you telling me all this? I was there, wasn't I?
Well, I'm just recapitulating for my own benefit, trying to take in the enormity of it. You make a nice hot chocolate, sir.
Thank you very much.
Mrs. Stale Biscuit mentioned to me that she'd very much like to invest in your shop.
Oh, did she? Well, perhaps I'll consider that. Possibly.
And that she'd like to see more of your children, apparently.
Really?
She saved your life, so you're in her debt.
Isn't it time you went to bed, Captain?
Yes, actually, I am pretty bushed. Oh, by the way, Sergeant.
Sir?
Your court-martial's at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Court-martial, sir?
For desertion.
Ah, no. You see, what I was actually doing, sir, was attempting to win the rebels' confidence, whereupon I'd have taken Abraham Smith captive and thus secured our release. So what you probably meant to say, sir, rather than a court-martial, was the ceremony where I received my medal for my bravery, sir.
See you at 10, Sergeant.
Court-martial, eh, Roy? That's bad luck.
Oh, don't worry, sir. What's the worst that can happen?
You can be shot.
Oh, yeah, you're right there. Yeah. Well, in that case, I'll probably just slip away into the hills and blend in with the populace.
You're a little conspicuous, Roy.
Now, I'll disguise myself as a colonist and, using my convincing American accent, live an elegant life of leisure.
Leisure. We Americans say leisure.
Why?
We just do. Try it. Leisure.
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 Leisure. I can't do it.
All right. Don't get frustrated.
Frustrated.
All right. Try another word. Eggplant.
Aubergine.
It's eggplant.
It's not a plant and it doesn't lay eggs.
Yeah. But if you go into a store and you ask the clerk...
Clerk.
You know something, Roy? They'll spot you right away. You just don't stand a chance.
Chance.
What?
Chance. The word is chance.
The words are not
chance.
You
see, Sam, this is why war is inevitable.